This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The highest per capita rate of homelessness in this country isn't New York or California or Arizona, New Mexico, Florida. It is Hawaii. Homelessness there in absolute numbers is up 5 consecutive years. Molly Solomon from Hawaii Public Radio has one person's story.
It's a chaotic scene at Honolulu's largest homeless shelter. Babies are crying, children run in the street as families line up on the porch outside waiting for lunch. This is where I meet Malia Durden. She's 19, from Kalihi, and used to be homeless. She's visiting her mom today, who still is.
You see it's like crowded and there's a lot of people here. And that makes it kind of like depressing.
Malia's mom, Rose, has been at this shelter for a little more than a year.
I don't think she thought that she'd be like 60-something years old and houseless.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not something you plan for.
That's a lesson Malia learned 2 years ago. When she was 17, her mom, Rose, suffered a stroke.
She has slurred speech. She can't walk, like, without a walker anymore. And I feel like it has done some things mentally, too. And emotionally, definitely.
Malia says that stroke changed their lives.
I don't think I realized that just one medical disaster could really throw you off.
Unable to work, Rose had to quit her job as a cashier. Most months, the two of them struggled to meet the rent.
My mother was the only one working. Like, we didn't have any family. Like, it was just me and my mom. She was the point person that was taking care of the both of us. And so when she had a stroke, it's like that security was gone.
Eventually, they were evicted. With nowhere to go, Malia and her mom ended up in an emergency shelter on the other side of town. For the first time, Malia suddenly found herself sleeping on a mat on the floor.
It was just this level of like, how could this happen? And it happened so fast. You know, I did not know any houseless people growing up. I knew people that lived in rooms, you know. I knew people that had to live in their grandmother's house, you know, but they always had a place to go. Like, I didn't know anybody who lived in a shelter.
During this time, Malia started to cut herself off. She had been a familiar face at poetry slams, but she stopped going. She was too embarrassed. She wanted to stay hidden.
I only reached out to people who I consider like a resource, you know. I told the people who needed to know because I knew that they could help me and my mom. I didn't want anybody to know.
During the entire time at the shelter, Malia was working, sometimes two jobs. Eventually, she saved up enough to move in with a friend.
And so that was the first time that I started living on my own. Like right now, I'm 19, living in a room, paying $650 a month. Living the adult life. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Malia's adult life is not all joy. Her mother still lives in a homeless shelter, but she's determined not to let her past cripple her future.
I think it's something that I'm ready to talk about, finally, because I feel like I'm at a point where I can say, yeah, this did happen, but this is not my reality. My reality is something much better.
That reality could now include getting a degree. Since I met her, she's been working with a local nonprofit through AmeriCorps. With the help of a scholarship from the program, she may even get to go to college next year. And she's returned to poetry slams. She just competed in a national poetry competition in Brooklyn, the first person from Hawaii to be sent there. In Honolulu, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.